back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yesterday morning, we saw Terrell Farley in the building saying we wouldn't see him for 2 weeks. And yeah, he's here again this morning. Today.
We'll see you tomorrow.
He can't stay away from us.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Farley.
Impassioned goodbye yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
You said, Farley, we'll see you tomorrow.
And we did. We saw him tomorrow.
He can't stay away.
We'll see him again tomorrow.
He wanted some coffee because the coffee machine's working today. So
we'll take that new coffee machine.
That's true, Jane. Yeah. Thank you.
Farley comes on the air at
1 p.m.
Farley's funny.
Hey, are we 1 week out from our final Big Ten rankings?
Yes, we are, Bill.
For 1 week
next Tuesday. Next Tuesday at 8 p.m., we will have our final edition of Big Ten Power Rankings for the year.
And then Jake does a comment on each one as we go through.
Can we just do the, two through whatever?
No, we got to give one its proper due.
Yeah, we're not just going to, not talk about
no,
it.
No. I know, but we could do it right. Not saying on the air, but you can get ready for the...
As far as Big Ten power rankings, I feel good about Indiana being number one.
Me too.
We're very solid about them being number one.
Oh, yeah, you got some decisions to make.
But there's a lot of decisions to be made.
Is it Ohio State or Oregon?
It's our final one. This carries us all the way into spring ball, all the way through the summer. Steve will have to go back to this one. This one will have to laminate. We'll have to go back through it and say, here's the final rank. Who is number 14? I don't know.
Okay, and then the question that begs the question, are we doing basketball power rankings?
I think we should.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah.
Because Nebraska could be on top of it, possibly.
When do those crank up?
Maybe this week? Tomorrow? Thursday, maybe?
Is there a good
Friday?
Time? Or would we just say Feb 1?
Okay.
That's a little far off, though. I don't like that.
Because right now, Nebraska might be on the very top of the power rankings. They would be.
How about Monday the 26th?
What about Monday the 20th?
Okay. Next Monday, we'll start up power rankings. Power rankings, and that will be a big thing like that. And make sure we get the spreadsheet done.
Yeah, Lori. Sioux Falls, please, that's on you.
Yes.
We'll have to do some studying on this.
There will be some studies. So right now, I can't go real deep into it.
Nope.
I don't have someone said, how do you feel about Northwestern?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
None.
No idea.
We'll look into it.
I have just this sort of, through osmosis, some idea of what's going on.
Good. Keep that up. All right. So Saturday night, the epic comeback happened.
Where's Sweatshirt?
There was the Bears were down 21-6, and they find a way
what
to
happened?
Win 31-27 over the Packers to go on to the next round. They'll play the Rams in round two of the playoffs. Ben Johnson is the head coach of the Bears. He was with the Lions before that as the OC, and he does not like the Packers. There's video of him, number one, walking off the field with a very quick handshake to Matt LaFleur and out to run to his tunnel. And then in the locker room, there's video, he says bleep the Packers. He was asked about that at the press conference yesterday about, what was that all about with the bleep the Packers in the locker room. Here's Ben Johnson yesterday with media.
About between you and LaFleur, the two wins things, the handshakes, beyond, getting this important playoff win, why is this important to you, or is there something personal beyond that?
This is a rivalry, and city of Chicago, Green Bay, it needs to be a rivalry.
You went on to say that I don't like the Packers. I thought we had the whole audio there. But yeah, he does not like Green Bay. He does not like the Packers at all.
Good.
So this has been a rivalry that's all leaned toward the Packers for 10-plus years. Aaron Rodgers owned the Bears. We all knew that Green Bay did not hardly lose to the Bears with Rodgers, and they're trying to make up for some lost time. And Ben Johnson was not there the whole time, but he understands that Chicago hates Green Bay.
So Bears fans are going, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I'm not a Bears fan, but I love this from Ben Johnson.
They had the best crowd, I'll tell you that.
Loud, and into it.
It was nuts. It was
vociferous.
Yeah, it was incredible. But anyway, I love rivalry. And also, I talk about a bugaboo. Mm-mm. First of all, when you say anything, there is no such thing as what's said in here stays in here. That's not true anymore. And don't even think it is.
Ouch. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Just whatever's said inside closed doors or is going outside closed doors within seconds.
Even locker rooms.
Locker, like that. I mean, who was filming that? I mean, someone was filming right. it. Somebody now, sometimes did. That's like even like NFL Network's filming. Like, there's cameras in locker rooms. Mm-hmm. So you know if you say something that it's going to be clearly seen. And yeah. But yeah, you just want you prefer the old days when what was said in locker rooms, no one that never left there, or it was like, or there was no audio proof of it. We're just kind of the coach.
Now there is. There's a social media team usually, right, Jake?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's a social media team.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number. Even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
People that are paid.
I would think that if you were that excited, I would want to extend the handshake. I'd want to actually talk a while. Just be like, hey, good, nice win.
Ooh.
Like,
I would beat him twice in a row.
Passive-aggressively?
Instead of doing just the fast and walk, I'd be like going like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys going to do now? You guys got some free – how's free agency? What are you guys thinking?
Are you
going to Cancun tomorrow or what?
Yeah. It'd be a lot more fun to have the if it's very tense, enjoy the tenseness instead of making it go away right away.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
It was almost like when Nebraska lost to Kansas State. It was when Craig Bull was a DC and a Kansas State fan. I was interviewing Bull on the field and a Kansas State – I didn't know was a Kansas State fan at the time – came up and said, hey – good job. They lost. Nebraska lost. You're a great coach. Good job. Actually, you suck. right to him. I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah. Oof. So it's kind of like that in a way.
How did he respond to that?
He just brushed it. But Craig brushed it off. But I was like, oh, that was rough. But you would, what you're saying is you would bask in it.
Have some fun with it a little
bit.
Yeah, instead of being like, when you're the winner, I'd be like going kind of like this. Be cool.
How you been,
be
Matt? Cool.
What's going on?
What's going down?
That's a crazy game, wasn't it? That was fun.
Well, that was fun.
That was wild. That was fun.
A great rivalry.
Yeah, it's a great rivalry. And let's reconvene on this next year. And we'll reconvene next year. Do you still have your job next year?
See, you can't do that.
Are you sure you're coming back, Matt?
You'll be back, right?
You'll be back.
Yeah. You're not getting fired, are you?
Hey. I'll talk. If you want me, I'll talk to those guys.
We got it going.
We
got
to go.
I got some power right now.
I guess so. If you want we're playing well. And I'll have our president.
Put a good word for you,
I'll have our owner call your owner.
Yeah, if you want. Yeah,
if you want. Have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have some break news before we get to break.
Okay. Jake's got a look on his face. It makes me nervous.
Tony from Shelby has chimed in near your stomping grounds of Columbus.
Yeah, Shelby, absolutely.
It says, Jake, with an 8 p.m. start and living an hour and 20 out, my wife and I have decided to not go to the game tonight. As long as the Breakers say we will sponsor you with two... it says, as longtime Breakers, we will sponsor you with two tickets in section 101. Great seat.
What?
Text this number after the show. Tony from Shelby.
Tony? We're kind of having fun in this.
That was kind of a joke.
And Tony comes through.
Yeah.
Tony from Shelby.
We didn't have to do a GoFundMe.
No, there was no
nurse, don't worry. No GoFundMe.
No.
Yeah. Save your funds.
Tony, the power of the Breakers. This is unbelievable.
Coffee makers, tickets.
Yeah, wow. Tony.
Chocolates.
My truck's making a weird noise if anybody's got it. Hey, Jake.
Jake,
you're taken care of.
Jake, what section is that again?
It's section 101.
If you're anywhere close to 101, find Jake and see if we can post out to Tony.
Yes,
Tony, you and your How about your, what's your wife's name, Tony? Yeah,
respond, please, Tony. That's incredible. What a very nice gesture.
Was 101.
Yeah, can we look that up on the...
It's low.
Connor, pull up a map.
It doesn't matter what row. It's low, so it's good.
Yeah, you're not in a... Yeah. Wow.
Any ticket in the arena is good, but that
Tony
is exceptional.
Tony from Shelby, and he's their longtime breaker.
Yes. If someone sees Jake in 101...
I'll be wearing this jacket right here.
Season 101, you know, Dan.
He's very white.
Yeah.
It's very easy to spot.
I have the Nebraska. White hair, white
jacket.
He's
like a beacon.
He's a beacon. And he will be ear to ear grinning. Look at him. He'll be there. Look at him. He's like, I'm not paying those taxes.
He's a dancing albino. It's not hard to spot.
I'll buy beers.
Hey, hold on. That is nice of them.
He's sponsoring the stool.
From Shelby. We have Shelby listeners. I just wish we had some Lincoln listeners.
Once in a while we do.
Yeah. We had one yesterday. That's it. What does it say? Right behind the basket.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
How about that? Jake, we right
Incredible
behind the basket.
Gesture. Thank you.
This is unreal. So people are listening to the show all around the state.
Shelby. Thank you guys for listening and taking care of Jake.
When we come back, the Bills Thrills and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.